This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And here's Flagg on the break, punching it home. Welcome to the league, Cooper Flagg.
All against Cooper Flagg, his first. Here's Bronny around the Baisley screen. Step back over Flagg, and that jumper's wet to start the night.
And now, live from Las Vegas, it's our very own Lawrence Holmes.
Viva Las Vegas. Holy moly, what an open.
Wow.
I mean, it's Lawrence Holmes.
Okay, let's do all the other stuff, too, since we got the Russ Matera special today. Broadcasting live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We go out to, speaking of Vegas, the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. And we bring in our friend Lawrence Holmes. How do you like all the intros, Lawrence? I thought that was pretty cool.
I was not expecting that at all. And it's so great, like, getting the Russ Matera treatment and then being on the Circa Sports Hotline while being at Circa is pretty great.
I love your shirt. If you haven't seen it on Twitch, you should go check
Stand
it out.
Stand up for the people. There
yeah,
it is.
Reggie Miller with the choke and kind of a what would you call that style of artistry, Lawrence?
I don't even know. It's just a dope Undercrown t-shirt, and like it's one of my favorites. Especially, I figured I'd go with like NBA theme stuff.
I'm going so NBA too, because you're here, so I put the little penny shirt on.
This is NASCAR / Lee Michaels the DJ.
I think that all of that stuff works, and that's why I love you guys' show. But yeah, I tapped into my hate of the Knicks during the playoffs, and even though I kind of hate the Pacers too, I had to make a choice when they played each other, and that choice was easy for me. It was the Pacers all the way. So I figured this shirt was appropriate for me to be doing like NBA stuff.
What were your impressions of what you saw? And also, I think more importantly, for those of us who haven't been to Summer League, or if you're not familiar with how the Summer League flow goes, just take us through the process first before you and then end with you getting to your game.
Yeah. So Layla, this was my first time covering a Summer League session. And so I was like walking around like wide-eyed trying to get a handle on all this stuff. But all of my NBA peeps, whether it was Trista Crick or Shakia Taylor, they were like, you need to come out. You need to see how all of this stuff works. So I was like, all right, let's do this. Let's go out here. So I got off the plane, like threw my stuff, went to Circa, threw my stuff down, and then headed over to the Thomas and Mack Center. They have a pretty cool security thing and trying to get your credential stuff, and it's on the campus of UNLV. So it's the Thomas and Mack Center and Cox Pavilion, which is next door, so there can be games going on simultaneously while you're there. Now, everyone had told me like this is a laid back thing. I even talked with some folks over at the Bulls, like this is super laid back and chill. I was trying to figure out dress code because you know how I am, like that type of stuff is important to me. And they're like, yeah, shorts and a t-shirt, Marshall, have you covered it? I was thinking about that last night. Like,
no.
Sacramento.
I haven't covered. We were supposed to go the 1 year. Then the pandemic happened. We did not make it to. I did not make it to NBA Summer League.
So I was kind of in chill mode, like watching some of the games. Like, there were two players that I was interested in yesterday when I walked in. The T-Wolves and the Pelicans were playing. So Terrence Shannon Jr. was playing. Derek Queen was playing. And Derek Queen is a guy that on the Spiegel and Holmes show I have been talking about a lot as a fit for maybe the Bulls. Now, the Bulls went in a different direction, but I still think that Queen is a really interesting prospect. So I was watching him, and he looked a little out of sorts in the first half of the game, and then the second half of the game he turned it on. 13 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists for him. Terrence Shannon Jr., and I was joking with Campy about this because I think Campy put a ticket down on Terrence Shannon Jr. to be MVP of the Summer League, and I didn't know that you could bet on that. Was paying close attention to him. 20 points, 6 rebounds, 9 assists for him in the game. It was basically kind of an empty gym, okay? Like, there were a couple of thousand people there. Thomas and Max Interholds, 20,000. So there were a couple thousand there that were watching the early sessions. And it's basically basketball from 11 o'clock in the morning until 11 o'clock at night. Different teams are here. I got the whole list of the teams, the rosters that are here from around the summer league. And then I was talking to a bunch of media people, and they were like, man, it's a good thing that you got here early. And I'm like, well, the Bulls don't play until tomorrow. So I was just kind of checking out like the vibe. And I'm like, why is it a good thing that I got here early? Well, tonight is Cooper Flagg versus Bronny James, Lakers versus Mavericks. And I'm like, oh, okay, that'll be cool. I was not expecting what I saw, y'all. Like, I was not expecting it. That place went from 2,000, 3,000 people to filling the bottom bowl and most of the top bowl last night. It was carnival-esque around here. People were hyped. I put it on my Instagram stories, and if you want to follow along at Lawrence W. Holmes, you can. I couldn't believe the atmosphere for it. And everyone who's covered the NBA has told me that this is unique, like what happened last night. People do usually come out for the number one pick in the draft, but when you add in the element of Lakers fans driving in or the ones that are transplanted here, they made a lot of noise. And I was shocked at the energy that was in the building and the energy that both guys played with.
Yeah, that was part of it to me that you could even tell on TV. And I know, Marshall, you and I were talking about it before we started the show. That was just something that you wanted to watch. You were trying to see what was going to happen because there were big names and you wanted to see them at least face off against each other. It is interesting to me how Summer League has grown into this. It's not just a continuance of the college player or somebody from college's career. It's also, I think, just a really good example of how, as much as we complain about tournament culture, you know, taking over aspects of professional and college basketball in a negative way, I think this is the opposite. I think because everybody's so used to these tournaments and they're used to kind of being ringers with certain teams or adjusting, you get the best of these guys because it's what they're used to, you know?
Yeah, it seems like names and narratives trump all in Summer League, Lawrence.
Oh, no doubt. And so, like, that game, like, we're all sitting together. Like, I had a great group of people. I was sitting with the athletics basketball group, and I ran into our friend Sean Hyken, who covers the Portland Trail Blazers. So we all, like, had our seats, and Tina Nguyen from Fox 32, we were hanging out watching this, and we're all, like, kind of getting hyped because it went from – like, if we're looking at it like a dial, it went from like a 2 or 3 to a 10 as far as atmosphere went. There was cheering. There was chanting. You could tell that Cooper Flagg wanted to establish himself. He called ISOs when he was matched up against Bronny. I counted 3 times he called them. And we got that one-on-one matchup between these two guys. And it was so fun to see. And Cooper Flagg, man, that dude, his first basket was a dunk. He was not here for the play last night. And I enjoyed watching it and how kind of ferocious he was in wanting to call out Bronny and say, all right, come and guard me. And remember, last year during the Olympic trials, Cooper Flagg had his opportunity to go at LeBron. And he had impressed a lot of people. And I think that was kind of the moment where he went from being a top five prospect to he's the number one prospect last year. So you had this energy and people cheering and yelling. And after the game, like, I kind of walked around the concourse and outside of it to just kind of get a vibe. And it was fun. But Layla, your point about what Summer League is, I think is spot on. I'm curious if it'll stay in Vegas because, you know, the other elements of it being kind of prohibitive. Like, it's 108 degrees here. And I wonder if there'll ever be a time when they move to maybe a cooler place during Summer League. There have been some people that have even speculated that Chicago could find itself as a player, as a Summer League home for the NBA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
That is the voice of Lawrence Holmes. You are not mistaken. He's the co-host of the Speak on Home show weekdays, 2 to 6 p.m. right here on 670 Score, the free Odyssey app and the iHeart app while we're at it. But Lawrence has joined us because he's in Vegas covering Summer League for the first time, as he just said. And I want to know, Lawrence, what is it that you're most excited about seeing the rest of your time there? You obviously want to see the Bulls and see what they do, but is there something specific that you have an eye out for?
Well, now I'm kind of more – yesterday was all about, like, putting my feet on the ground and getting used to all of this, and now I kind of know what it is. So now I want to focus in a little bit on what the Bulls are doing. So they'll play tonight. They're playing against the Raptors tonight. And Modest is, I think, only going to play in one game while they're here. But obviously you want to take a look at Noah – Essanway. I talked to some people that watched him internationally, and they said, you know, he projects out to be a 3-and-D guy, but unfortunately that projection is 3 or 4 years down the road. But I think that's probably what the Bulls thought too, that this isn't a player that is just plug and play and is going to be, if you wanted that, you could have gone with a guy like Derek Queen. I think the Bulls are trying to do something different. And I am looking forward to talking to the traveling party of the Bulls and talking to some of those people about what the plans are for this team, because you're just kind of stuck and going, where is this and how long could it take? How much should Bulls fans be asked to be patient and kind of where things stand? I'll tell you this, and this is just personal, okay? I'm looking forward to watching Javon Freeman Liberty. DePaul graduate, he's on the Bulls roster, he's played in the league, I know he can score. I know that he has that one thing, and you're trying to figure out what players can do. I know that Javon Freeman Liberty can score. I'm curious to see what things, after spending a couple of years around the league. What things can he improve on, and has he improved on?
Oh, yeah. I feel like he got a lot of attention his rookie season. You know, the NBA was that very first summer league where I think he really made some waves. And it wasn't just because so many people were watching him because of his talent and what he did. Because, you know, the thing is, Lawrence, when you're in the Big East like that, even if your team is struggling, people still get a look at what you can do on the college level. And he was that team for a couple of years.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Like, he can definitely ball, and he's got I think you guys would enjoy this, because it's the stuff that happens, like, on the court or around the court that we're, you know, paid to do. But it's some of the other stuff that is even more fun when you're around it. So last night I left the Thomas and Mack Center and I jumped into Uber. There's a really nice guy named Nigel who drove me back to Circa. And just from hearing him talk, I was like, "You're from the city, right?" And he's like, "Yep." So we started talking. This dude from the west side of Chicago. And the ride back, it took about 20 minutes with traffic, because there was a ton of traffic because it was, you know, Cooper Flagg and Bronny James playing at the Thomas and Mack Center. Me and this guy spent the 20 minutes just talking about Chicago basketball, just throwing names at each other. And, you know, do you remember when Patrick Beverly, his senior year, he was averaging 37 points a game? Like, all of this stuff. Like, there is a ton of, like, basketball culture that you find yourself around when you're in a place like this. And to speak to Layla's point, like, the idea of the AAU-ification of the NBA. But being around people that just kind of want to talk ball, and to then run into someone who, and he was joking with me, he's like, "Yeah, man, I grew up literally around the corner from the United Center," and just talking about why Chicago basketball players are different than New York basketball players, and why New York basketball players are different from guys from Seattle. Like, it was, that's the type of stuff that when you go out and you travel, you get out of the house, is like I've been joking about. Those are the types of conversations that you can end up having, and it's a lot of fun. The other thing that I think that you guys would find interesting about this is, you guys know I'm old, so I'm not really up on, like, all of the cool kid stuff. Yesterday, this kept happening, and then I found out why. We kept looking in the stands, and there would be, like, throngs of people, like, taking pictures and doing videos as guys, like, were walking down to the floor. And I'm like, I don't recognize that person. I thought, okay, well, that just means I'm old. Because I'm thinking it's players. It wasn't. It's influencers. Mm-hmm. Influencer culture at Summer League is a thing. They even have, like, an influencer tournament down here. So on one side, you have 20, 30 kids, like, following an influencer. And then you look over and Kyrie Irving is over on the other side. You know, like that. It's a fascinating, like, science experiment of basketball and basketball culture.
The segment with Lawrence Holmes is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Lawrence, I need you to do something, since you said you're going to be running up on the Bulls front office. Not running up on them, but you're going to be seeing.
Yeah, don't have me out here running up on people.
No, no, you're right.
Sneaks up behind.
I overstated things when I said that. But to hear 3 to 4 years for Noah Essengay, We're patient about that. You know what we'd be more patient about? A potential top five pick next year, because the Bulls were offered the chance to move back and draft a little bit later and have an unprotected first round pick from the Pelicans. How do you pass that up, Lawrence? Because we'll be patient for that. That's a real patience, because that's not, oh, potentially a 3-and-D guy, which, let's be honest, that is a supplementary player on, yes, on a championship contender. We want star power.
Yes. Marshall, you're so on it. The Bulls need a star. And the question is, do they think that they can grow two of them? Because obviously Modest is here. And you would expect that they're going to give Josh Giddey a lot of money. Do they think that those two guys are stars? Because if they do, then they can say, well, we're building around those two players. I think Modest does have star potential. I am dubious when it comes to the star potential of Josh Giddey.
You're not dubious. You know the truth.
Robbie,
he has a ceiling. He has a ceiling, Lawrence. He has a ceiling. And that ceiling is not first or second best player on a championship contender.
I agree with you. And I think that we have proof of that from what happened in Oklahoma City. And I know that there's someone who's texting you right now. Well, Lawrence, he's only, you know, 23 years old and all this stuff. I hear that. But let's just put it this way. He's the same age as Patrick Williams. And you've made up your mind about Patrick Williams.
Well, Patrick Williams got a contract. I also want to ask you this, Lawrence. 708 from the text line. What's your Vegas spot for donuts?
You know what? There's a couple of them. But the Pink Box Donuts, which is actually like right across the way here, is actually I love West Coast Donuts for some reason. It's different, and I'm not sure why, but the old fashions on the West Coast I find to be superior to other regions of the United States.
pH of the water. It's softer.
You think that's what it is?
I know that's what it is. When I go to my dad's house in LA, I have to use like half the soap that I use here for shampoo or shower.
Okay. Well,
wouldn't expect it because it's a more dry climate, but the pH is soft. It's softer water.
The Pink Box Maple Old Fashioned is a 10 out of 10 donut. Like, it's magnificent. And last night, because I had spent a lot of time walking around, and I had been on the go since, I don't know, like 6 o'clock yesterday morning. So I was like, you know what? It's treat time. And I went over there, and I got myself a treat. There was a place, but it closed, and I forget the name of it. But it was so good when we were here at Stadium Swim that they brought a box of them. And then I was like, yeah, the next time we came back, after we talked with Carrot Top, I like walked around to go find the place and it was closed. I was like, damn, because that place had the fire. Like, it was really, really good. So, yeah, there's a lot of good culinary choices here. I might stray to Summerlin this morning before I head over to the Thomas and Mack Center. Because I kind of like it out there. And then it'll just be kind of wall-to-wall basketball for the rest of the day.
Well, we look forward to it, Lawrence. Thanks for joining us and giving an update already on some good marquee matchups. And I know that you will creep on the Bulls traveling party. Billy Donovan is not afraid of telling us some truths. And I know he's going to do it again this year.
Thanks so much,
Lawrence.
Yeah,
no doubt about that. Thank you, guys.
That was Lawrence Holmes joining us from Las Vegas from Circa via the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. I love it when a plan comes together.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.